Tear gas and water cannons can't dampen the anger in Sri Lanka. Police fired both to stop protesters from heading towards the president's house. They had already marched to the president's office. Trade union members, artists, religious leaders and ordinary Sri Lankans joined the demonstration.
The biggest victory for us so far is awakening the public, to make people speak out about their problems, take to the streets and to push politicians to provide answers to those problems. We will not stop till we win this struggle.
The protest started as a grassroots reaction to power cuts, with small groups of people gathering at street corners in silent rebuke of a government they accused of mismanagement and corruption. But a violent crackdown on demonstrators who camped outside President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's private residence pushed people to take a stand.
We need Rajapaksa-free Sri Lanka, corruption-free Sri Lanka. So lot of things to come. So the people will know how they have run this country and why we are suffering this economic problems.
Those problems include almost no foreign currency reserves, which means the government cannot afford to buy food, medicine, fuel and cooking gas.
People now waiting day and night in the queues, looking for their facilities. But still these rulers would not come forward to solve in this, but still they are struggling to maintain their power.
Most Sri Lankans are struggling under escalating costs. Inflation is 34 or 123%, depending on who you believe. And for the thousands gathered here, their original demand of Gota go home remains unchanged. Binel Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.